Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now we have this Broderick Jones issue to sort out. No one in this room, Chris or I, Donnie was not here on Friday, but I'm guessing he would have agreed with us, thought it was a good idea to bench Broderick Jones before the game. He gets sat down. It's Fautanu at right tackle, Dan Moore at left tackle, only to find out moments before kickoff that they were going to rotate right tackles, play two. There's an old expression out there. If you have two right tackles, it means you really only have none, not a single one. That's been part of football, the football vernacular for a century. And so they tried to work Jones in, and then he quite literally had the worst drive I've ever seen by an offensive lineman.
And we watched Kendrick Green with the Steelers.
He was penalized three times in six plays and benched after the holding call that brought back the amazing pitch and catch from Justin Fields to George Pickens. If the Steelers think Broderick Jones is only a rotational tackle who comes off the bench in relief, by the way, he came in when the Steelers were starting a drive at their own 1 yard line. If that's how they view him in year two, behind a guy that is a lame duck Dan Moore and an unproven rookie Troy Fautanu, that is horrible for the future of Broderick Jones with the Steelers, that already their opinion has dropped so much where that's where he finds himself on the depth chart. This team has a now recent history of blowing first-round picks. And even though I say Fautanu got a passing grade for yesterday, and so far so good to go in there and not really commit any heinous penalties or give up any egregious sacks or get blown up in the run game or anything like that. The fact that it is coming at the expense of a guy that showed a great deal of potential last year, and then to hear him after the game talk about, well, if I'm going to be rotated in, if I'm not starting, I shouldn't be playing at all, which I agree with, by the way, it speaks to his dissatisfaction in the way that the team is treating him and using him, which I also think is an accurate statement. But you just don't often hear players, especially young ones, feel comfortable voicing their displeasure. So the whole thing, Chris, and I know this is your guy, the whole thing, in my opinion, is just FUBAR with Jones. And I am very nervous that, much like the Kenny Pickett pick and Terrell Edmonds and the picks they've made over the last 5 or 6 years since T.J. Watt, that they are blowing it again.
Well, it's
with
much
one of their
worse
first round picks.
It'll be much worse than Pickett or Edmonds for this reason, and it'll be much more indefensible on the part of the head coach and the position coach for this reason. Kenny Pickett had no business talent wise being selected in the first round. None. Terrell Edmonds had no business talent wise being selected in the first round. None. Both of those guys, coincidentally, were seen by most observers of the draft at the end of the day as more second-round pick at best, but probably third-round talents.
I forgot to mention Devin Bush, too, as a first-round disaster.
He's more like Jones in the way that people actually thought he was going to go pretty high in the draft and he was a first-round pick. Jones, zero people dispute that he was a first-round talent. The Jets would have taken him if the Patriots didn't want to screw them over and were willing to play let's make a deal with the Steelers.
Correct.
There is no arguing that Broderick Jones was two things: extremely talented and very raw relative to actual games played. I think he had like 800-some snaps, or he had, you know, very small number of starts or whatever, eight starts at Georgia. But the potential was there. And they have, and this is, see, I interpreted, I don't know, like, I thought his quote was more like, if I'm not, you know, good enough to start, then just sit me on the bench. I almost thought it was like maybe dissatisfied, but maybe also just giving the coaches like, hey, if, you know, they don't want to start me, that's fine. I just wouldn't, you know, be better off not playing for everybody's sake. I almost didn't hear it as pissed off at the coaches. I don't think I've ever heard Broderick Jones sound pissed off in his life. My problem with this is they drafted the player. I could go find in our audio files Omar Khan saying, we drafted the player to be our left tackle. That is why we picked him. And the head coach and the position coach, who are the only two people I can really cite on this matter, have treated him like an undrafted player, practically, who doesn't deserve any benefit of the doubt. We have both, you especially, have talked to a ton of former players in your career. They all kind of resent first-round picks if they aren't one themselves, who they feel get too many opportunities to fail before they are finally put in the discard pile. Broderick Jones is the rare first-round pick who has not been given the opportunity to even try to succeed at the position at which he was drafted. They said, well, the guy's pretty raw. We want to bring him along slowly. So they didn't start him to start the season last year. And then when they finally put him in the lineup, it was at the wrong position. They have treated Dan Moore Jr. like he is the first-round pick who can do no wrong here. To his credit, he has mostly been fine this year. He had a bad holding penalty himself yesterday.
Yep.
But, like, they have acted like Dan Moore has nine lives in the minute Broderick Jones does anything wrong. And I'm not defending his play yesterday. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen a tackle play. He was only out there for 11 offensive snaps. It was like he was trying to make the most of them with bad stuff. But they've treated Dan Moore like he's a cat with nine lives out there. And Broderick Jones, if he so much as looks at Mike Tomlin wrong or Pat Meyer wrong, is getting stapled to the bench. Like, you say it's like FUBAR and they might lose this guy. The worst part is, I think the player still has been, emotionally speaking, like very level-headed in public about this. No, I learned nothing sitting on the bench. No, like, whining. He said, they call it, I haul it. That's like a folksy way of saying, hey, they tell me what to do, I go out and try to do it. We know he's been playing through some small injury or some maybe significant injury to his elbow, and they just won't even give the guy the chance or the time of day. It's like he's in the doghouse despite not doing the things that usually get a player put in the doghouse.
So you're blaming this way more on them than you are Jones himself. You're not putting the onus on the player whatsoever.
He does not deserve any kind of free pass for yesterday. Because ultimately, you could say, like, they're playing him at the wrong position. They are. He did start 11 games at right tackle last year and showed real potential. Their running game got going. Like, I'm not going to make excuses for him. But how many times has he even repped as a left tackle at practice? Very few.
One this week, I can think of. Very little in training camp.
Hopeful that, like, what are we to think here? That if Fautanu hadn't gotten hurt, that's like the butterfly effect moment for this year, that they might have been planning on Fautanu starts and just takes every rep at right tackle, and then Jones goes and battles more? Does Jones maybe go and get placed over more because he is a first-round pick?
Well, by all accounts, Moore was the better player in training camp, so would they have
given him
pole position because of that?
Wait, how could I evaluate both of them at left tackle? One guy never gets to even try.
I know.
The better player, how do you know? You haven't put Broderick Jones out there left tackle and let them go one for one. That's why I blame the team more on
this. Chris Hoke has been very outspoken about Jones and said on the postgame again yesterday that he thought Jones came into training camp uninterested. Really made it sound like he thought that he was just going to have it handed to him and given to him. Oh, the GM, Chris didn't say this, but the GM has me ticketed to be a left tackle. I can just strut in here and get the job. It's mine now. Which, if that was his mindset, shame on him. I mean, just because Dan Moore stinks and you are much better than him doesn't mean that you shouldn't like work at it to get better. The right now, I am absolutely empathetic to the way that they have treated him and handled him, but his play it's been so bad that it leaves me speechless. Now, it was good against Atlanta. I didn't think he deserved to be benched, and it is unorthodox and weird to come off the bench, but how are you that bad when you come in? That looked like the guy in the Buffalo preseason game who was borderline unplayable.
He looked a step slow and desperate on both holds, especially the one, like, I also heard people say, and this is wild because they're trying to defend him, and I'm easily his biggest cheerleader as far as, you know, I wanted him drafted, everything else. Both of those holds were blatant. Both of them helped the play significantly. Fields probably doesn't get the ball off to Pickens if he doesn't.
And I would actually give him more leeway if he had been practicing all the time at left tackle, and then they threw him in at right tackle, and he hadn't repped it in a while and struggled there, I would be more likely to stick up for him. But he's been practicing so much at right tackle, so he should not look like a fish out of water there, or he should not look like he's in over his head. at that position. I get that it's not his natural position, but he proved last year that he could play over there. Yes, my preference is for him to be a left tackle, and he should be there, and the Steelers deserve hell for the way that they've moved him, not so much even back and forth flip-flopping, but basically just stuck him at right tackle. So I'm not trying to let Mike Tomlin off the hook.
No, but wasn't good, and he's played the position enough that we should expect more.
And that is the bigger concern for me. What if the guy is just not a good player?
But again,
what if they swung and missed because?
But that goes against the fact that we just got done saying he had been pretty good for more than half a season there. It is non-natural position. Like I can't chalk that up to he's not a good player. He actually acquitted himself more than fine, I thought, last year as a 22-year-old. Playing his off position. I see bad play. I don't hear anything that suggests he hates their guts. I've seen more good play in balance than bad when he's actually been out there in games that count. But I don't see a path forward here right now. It would have to take Dan Moore getting Justin Fields almost killed, I think. Probably 2 or 3 weeks in a row for them to go to Jones. But they just seem completely disinclined to even give him a sniff. And he doesn't deserve one at right tackle after yesterday. I thought Fautanu was fine when he ended up playing all the reps. I don't know where you go from here.
This is a disturbing trend. That means they have benched their first round pick in the player's second year 2 years in a row. And now it sounds like we're saying that in both cases, Kenny and Broderick Jones, it's actually justifiable.
Well, it was definitely justifiable for Kenny because he was probably in over his head from moment one. He didn't have a good coordinator, but he himself didn't have the tools. What I want to stress bothers me is that they drafted a guy with the tools, the kind of player you should draft 15th overall and trade up to go get, because he could be a franchise cornerstone at left tackle because he's that athletic and that good and that pedigreed, and they have treated him like an afterthought.